This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. All present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, and if you are just absolutely wondering what the president is up to, he is, kicking booty, let's say. The Europeans love Donald Trump. Believe it or not. We're winning in Europe. Yep. NATO. The much maligned NATO by Donald Trump. And, of course, remember during the trials and tribulations of the run-up to the election, Donald Trump was bashing NATO. And guess what? They have heard the call. They have heard the cry from the President of the United States. And anyway, there seems to be some agreement that they have reached. It's called winning. And as Trump says today, NATO is much stronger now. He says that because he showed up on the scene. A new sheriff has arrived in town. And basically the tongue-lashing that began by the president has sort of paid off, I guess you can say. We're going to be talking about that. We're also going to be talking about Stormy Daniels. She gets arrested. Somebody was inappropriately touching her, apparently, while during one of her performances. And, of course, the police in Ohio were right there. Wow. Yeah, she does these dances and stuff. You know, a girl who's out there like that has the national eye, the national scene. You know, she's got to be seen. And, of course, everybody's claiming this Avante or whatever his name is. The attorney is out there clamoring that, oh, it was nothing at all. sort of a cheap shot arrest. But she's under arrest. She's actually behind bars. I don't know if she's still behind bars. She, you know, bailed out or whatever. But according to her attorney, she was arrested. It's just sort of a petty little deal. But she's arrested. You know, just when you mess with around with the president, people, it draws attention to you. See, this is the problem. I'm not saying that the president has done anything, but when a person such as her note draws attention to herself as she has and is making money on the scene as a result of that, going to the different nightclubs, she's doing what she does. You know, she's trying to earn, she's a working girl, so she tries to earn a living, I understand. I'm not taking away from anybody earning a living, by the way. Come on. You know, I'm in radio, I get that. But what I'm saying is that when you draw your attention yourself to that kind of attention to yourself, then don't be, there's laws, I mean, in different states about, you know, performing nude and what you do and what you don't do and stuff like that. Every state is different, and I think maybe in Ohio it's different than New York. It's certainly different in Los Angeles and California or Texas. You know, I guess, Stormy, when you go out there, be careful. That's all I can say. Yes, and oh, finally, Tim Draper. As to talk about winning, 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 New California is winning, 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 winning. Going to continue to win, 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 win. It just seems that, as I predicted, that you have a situation now that has developed with the three-state division of California, the proposal, which is supposed to appear on the ballot. Now, I have said, you've heard me say this, I was saying it actually months ago, I was trying to pick up, I went through some of my show notes. You know, I actually do keep show notes. I have an agenda in front of me that I run by, you know, but, you know, as I always say, I get distracted by these shining objects who come into my, that comes into my studio by way of different computer screens, and I go, I'm going to talk about that. Tim Draper has seemed to have run into trouble. And like I said, months ago, his proposal is dead on arrival. Now, I went back, and as far as I can tell, when I first started hearing about this program, I was talking to some people last night. I thought it was November, maybe October, early September. And as it turned out, it was in September. I did go back and go through some of my notes from then. And sure enough, right on the end of September, there was a portion about the Draper three-state. And that's when I believe it was the first time I ever used the term dead on arrival. And it is dead on arrival. There's a lawsuit that has been filed against it. And as we were talking about, there's an LA Times article that came out last week, and we covered it, of course, that there are so many different legal challenges and hoops that this proposition, now a ballot proposition in California, Proposition 9 in California, has to go through in order to get to the ballot to be voted on. Now, it's on the ballot. As Proposition 9, they got the signatures. And I say they got the signatures because they were drafting off what we did in New California, because there's lots of confusion. In other words, when we came out with the Declaration of Independence on January 15th, there was a lot of excitement, a lot of hoopla. We had the national and the world scene for about, at least on Twitter for days, number one. And, you know, it was just intriguing and stuff. So he was drafting off that. And he was telling people in counties that, you know, New California and Jefferson, this solves that, this helps them out. This, you'd go with this and you're going to get New California and Jefferson. They were misleading people all around in all 58 counties. Well, that's rather disingenuous, you know. This is to get on the ballot. Now, everybody's, just excited it's going to get on the ballot. Well, and I was telling everybody, this is the same discussion. This, you talk about the definition of insanity. There's some insane things going on around these state issue things. I really don't understand it. So plainly simple, it's right in front of your snozola about how the Constitution's supposed to work regarding state splits. Yet these people, Jefferson and the folks at the three state, they just don't get it. They say they've tried everything, it's not working. Well, that's not true. Number one, but in the case of what's going on here with Tim Draper, He was told in 2012 and 2014 his six-state thing would never succeed. And for the same reasons, his three-state is never going to succeed also. That's why I'm so adamant that it's dead on arrival. Now listen, it hasn't even arrived, and it's dead. It's not even, they haven't, it's dead at the scene. It's dead at the scene, not even on arrival. Dead at the scene of the crime. So in other words, they're going to throw this thing into the courts now. They're being sued to keep it off the ballot in November, to keep it so that Proposition 9 won't be voted on, because it's fraught with so many problems. See, this is the problem. In Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution, the founding fathers were very, very adamant not to involve the courts, not to involve any part of government. It's we, the people, working with the representatives of the people. That's it. That's how it's supposed to work. Yet everybody wants to do it their way. I get it. You exercise your right to do that. And Draper has exercised all $5 million of his right, again, to get on the ballot. And then it's not even going to be voted on, the three-state. That's what it looks like. I don't think it's going to be, I agree with these people that are suing, and we're going to talk about this in the third hour. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, right to voice, right to, the number two, voice, V-O-I-C-E. And also Shooter's Paradise this weekend. Ammo. Big ammo blowout sale. We got some news and information about the California Department of Justice and your AR-15. It seems like they just don't understand the laws there at the California Department of Justice, and they've had to suspend certain things. Well, that's because they don't have clue one. Javier Becerra, the clueless attorney general from California? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-281-3441 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-281-3441. Again, 800-281-3441.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
8.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Well, Papa John's chairman resigns after racial slur. News at 11. Okay, I'm biting it. This is a silver... I'm going to put the Trump-NATO thing on hold for a moment, because why? Papa John's pizza resigns after racial slur. This is according to Breitbart right now. I'm reading, this is coming from Breitbart. Hold everything. The founder and chairman of Papa John's pizza chain has resigned after it was revealed Wednesday that he used a racial slur during a conference call in May. John Schnatter, I think I pronounced that absolutely correct, Schnatter, confirmed using the slur in an email statement to Forbes, which first published the account of the conference call. News reports attributing the use of the inappropriate and hurtful language to me during a media training session regarding race are true. Schnatter said, regardless of the context, I simply apologize. Simply stated, racism has no place in our society. According to Forbes, Schnatter was doing a role play exercise with Laundry Service, a marketing agency hired to prevent the pizza mogul from making more public relations mistakes. Schnatter hired the agency after he criticized NFL players for kneeling during the national anthem to protest police brutality against black people last year. The fallout resulted in Schnatter resigning from his role as CEO. Now, you know how we feel about the race hustling business. Am I missing something here? It says Schnatter was doing a role-playing exercise with Laundry Service, a marketing agency hired to prevent the pizza mogul from making more public relations mistakes. Wait a minute. Okay, no. Time out. You know, I used to coach basketball. I used to do this timeout little dance when I was really angry. Something on the side, like, timeout, timeout! With my hands, you know, with the T, you know. Timeout, timeout! Anyway, so I've got to take a timeout on this. According to the Forbes report, Schnatter, S-C-H-N-A-T-T-E-R, was doing a role-play exercise with Laundry Service, a marketing agency hired to prevent the pizza mogul from making more public relations mistakes. So, where do you go from here? Schnatter hired the agency after he criticized NFL players for kneeling during the national anthem to protest police brutality against black people last year, and the fallout resulted in Schnatter resigning from his role as CEO in December. During the call, Schnatter complained that Colonel Sanders, the founder of the Kentucky Fried Chicken chain, never received criticism for his racist remarks. Colonel Sanders called blacks, called them the N-word, apparently, Schnatter said. Schnatter was also accused of making insensitive observations about racism he witnessed growing up in Indiana. Oh, my God. Laundry Service ended its contract with Schnatter after the call. Schnatter also resigned from the University of Illinois Board of Trustees, where he served for the past 2 years, according to Chairman J. David Grissom. After speaking with John, I'm confident that his comments, while inappropriate, do not reflect his personal beliefs or values, Grissom said in a statement. Papa John's stock fell 4.8% at the end of the day on Wednesday, according to CNN. Okay, I'm really missing something with this. I am missing it. So the company that was hired to help him with his so-called racial insensitivities reports him, outs him, and then he gets fired. What kind of a company is that? No, there's, look it. There's got to be more to this story. I'm telling you, there is more to the story. But I don't know. So, and I got, you know, I just have to say this about that. When you're dealing with racial issues, and you're in defined space, excuse me, defined space. By the way, there is talk that at the we're having an upcoming conference, and this conference is going to require that if you are going to be a protester, we're going to give you your First Amendment space. We're going to put up the storm fencing, and that's going to be your free speech zone, just to let you know. I'm going to take a tip from the Obama administration, by golly. So, anyway, my point is this. Because, you know, teaching kids about race for years and teaching adults about racism issues for years, you know, when you're doing things, it seems to me, he says he was doing a role play exercise with, quote, laundry service, a marketing agency hired to prevent the pizza mogul from making more public relations mistakes. So he's doing this role modeling thing. See, this is what I don't get. You hire an agency to help you out with your so-called racial insensitivities as a CEO because, you know, in other words, when you're talking about racism and racial issues, you've probably heard this on the show all the time, you know, it doesn't mean necessarily that you, if you say certain terms, I don't think you should be saying certain terms live on air and so on. I think they're offensive, so I don't say them. But if you're using, like, the N-word as a descriptor for something that, you know, then, and you're in the discussion that certain people used to use this word all the time, I'm not too sure that that's out of bounds. You know, it's a real word. It's of course very disgusting. No one likes it. No one likes to use it. It's like the C word. You just don't do that in public or in meetings. I get it. But when you're using it as an example of something not to say, and that seems what he was trying to refer to in his inference about Colonel Sanders called blacks explicit, you know, the N word. Says during the call, Shatner complained that Colonel Sanders, the founder of the channel, never received criticism for his racist remarks. And I would say that too. He never did. What was the context was in that conversation about this, that was back in the day when everybody used that term, or it was it was ubiquitous as a term back then. Because, you know, Colonel Sanders, when he was alive, he was very old, by the way, when he was alive. When he died, he was very old. But, you know, he was of a different generation. You know, 100 years ago, that term, sadly enough, was used all the time. And by the way, I'm equally offended when you have black people using that term. And they use it all the time, by the way. And then there's some white supremacist who used to call me that all the time. That's a big term, you know. They use that term ubiquitously to call people they don't like a worthless piece of you-know-what. That's their descriptor. Doesn't matter what color you are. If you're white, they just use that word to disparage you. So I've been called that many times. Now, I sort of wear it as a badge of honor coming from them, of course. But, you know, my point is this. It's just not a term that you use. But was it a different time, different place? And that's what his reference was. I'm just not seeing the guilt here. I'm really not. I understand that, especially in a learning situation, that's my point. If you're trying to reshape someone's behavior and you're teaching about it and he's learning from it and he needs to express certain things, I think it's kind of... So I'm really questioning this laundry service company. Was he being set up or not? And is that the kind of identity politics we're playing today? Where you have to hire a company to come in to teach you how to speak politically? And you can't have a dialogue about something such as race and racial issues. And if you happen to be white, you're singled out as a racist? Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. And also, right to voice. You have a right to voice. And don't forget the ammo sale. Shooter's Paradise in Yuba City, California. Big one, big one. Be there. We'll be right back.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, so those of you that are in the Stormy Daniels mode, we're going to be talking. I'm teasing you now. We'll be talking about this at the top of the next hour. We got a lot of other things going on. Things are just like more important. Let's see. One of the things too that again plays right into what I've been telling you. Another story. This is a shining object. It just popped up, and we will be talking about this. I'm marking it down right now because a brand new story came out of Fox and Friends first. California college to cut admittance of white people. Racism? Oh, no. There's no racism in California at the UC system. No. Janet Napolitano, what could possibly go wrong there? She's the president of the UC system. You know, that's where they had the she had the employee that she had around her that was the deserter from the Air Force. In fact, he's at Travis Air Force Base right now in the brig. He's in the clink. He deserted in 1983, and he had special skills in the Air Force. He was a captain, and I guess it was Holloman Air Force Base in Texas or New Mexico. He deserted from there, and he had special, I guess you would say, capabilities, skills. He had a certain skill set, which he understood. The radio frequencies and how it all worked to make the rockets, when you shoot them up, and when the rockets go up, and all of a sudden they become disabled, or something happens, they hit a pigeon on the way up, and they start to wobble, and there's their trajectory's up, and now the motors are running, but they're not going in the right direction. They detonate them, they blow them up, so that downrange, nobody gets hurt. He had that skill, but he deserted. Now, it's coincidentally, between 1983 and about 1987, French and American rockets started to blow up just sort of spontaneously, including the Challenger, January 1986, which, by the way, no one ever bought into this whole thing about the O-rings. I mean, I was in the area there, and I knew people that were actually had relations or had their husbands worked at Morton Thiokol. And they said there's no possible way those O-rings, that story that they floated about the O-rings not sealing was right. And, of course, later on, the L.A. Times covered a story that said actually the Challenger was blown up. They never bought that story either. You see this guy deserts and then rockets start blowing up. Well, this guy was found working for, and basically the right-hand man, if you will, of Janet Napolitano, the now chancellor of the UC system of California, University of California. Now we see this, California College to cut admittance of white people. No racism there, huh? Hey, racism is racism. I don't care what you say. Okay, so that's just my play on it. Donald Trump speaking to NATO. I promise you this. Speaking to NATO and all the things going on there. Remember, he came out basically and he was just hammering on them about how they didn't pay their fair share. Our soldiers would go out and fight and nobody else would. Everybody else sits back at base while Americans die, basically, because we Americans will do that, right? And Donald Trump says, that's just not the way it's supposed to go, folks. It's just not going to be that way for me. So it's not anymore. And Donald Trump speaking to NATO this morning while you were asleep.
We really accomplished a lot with respect to NATO. For years, presidents have been coming to these meetings and talked about the tremendous expense for the United States, and tremendous progress has been made. Everyone's agreed to substantially up their commitment. They're going to up it at levels that they've never thought of before. Prior to last year, where I attended my first meeting, it was going down. The amount of money being spent by countries was going down and down very substantially. And now it's going up very substantially, and commitments were made. Only 5 of 29 countries were making their commitment, and that's now changed. The commitment was at 2%. Ultimately, that'll be going up quite a bit higher than that. So we are... We made a tremendous amount of progress today. It's been about, at a minimum, they estimate, and they're going to be giving you exact numbers. But since last year, they've raised an additional $33 billion that's been put up by the various countries, not including the United States. And the United States' commitment to NATO is very strong, remains very strong, but primarily because everyone, the spirit they have, the amount of money they're willing to spend, the additional money that they will be putting up, has been really, really amazing to see it. To see the level of spirit in that room is incredible. And I hope that we're going to be able to get along with Russia. I think that we probably will be able to. The people in the room think so, but they really stepped up their commitment and stepped it up like they never have before. So we took in an additional 33. The number could actually be higher than 40 when they give you the final number. The Secretary General Stoltenberg will be giving those numbers sometime today, probably in his concluding press statement. But we are doing numbers like they've never done before or ever seen before. And you'll be seeing that, and I guess you'll be hearing that a little bit later.
Okay, so winning, 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 if you know what I mean. So Donald Trump has, again, struck a chord with NATO. Basically, he gave him a tongue lashing. I'll just give you the long and short of it. He went out there and said, look, America is not going to pay for this anymore. They had five contributing out of 20-some nations. So he had a lot of nations there. Now, keep in mind, a lot of these nations in Europe are very, very small. And, fit 5 million people, that sort of thing. So the situation at hand is I guess you would say, a little bit tenuous in terms of the large numbers of population. They're not, you know, so the larger the countries, I understand France and Great Britain and, excuse me, not France, but Great Britain and Germany were paying a lot, not much, but a lot. We were paying the lion's share. So he comes in and says, this is not going to be the way it is anymore. We are the United States of America. Hello, thank you very much. And as such, we are going to do the things we need to do. And if you don't come along, we're out. They're done. Now, of course, we can't do that. You guys have to understand something. The wars in Europe move very quickly when war in Europe happens. And feelings and tensions can turn on a dime in Europe. Europe is not a very big place. You know, you can get across Europe in a day in a car. Now, think about it. What about a Panzer division? You see, they move very quickly, right? They did in World War II. A very good demonstration. So the readiness needs to be there. No question about it. You never know what's going to happen, one country to another, whatever. And NATO actually has brought a unity amongst the countries that they never really enjoyed before. Of course, World War II helped that out. NATO, remember, was a result of the response to the Warsaw Pact that had been developed by the Soviet Union in response to the polarization after World War II that ultimately led, so to speak, to the Cold War, which ended in 1989 and 1991 with the collapse of the Soviet Union. So this is where this legacy is. When that happened, what was the mission of NATO? I guess that was the big question. And now it's a little bit more clearly defined. It is a stabilizing element on the European continent. That's the major function of NATO, in my opinion, and it should stay. But we have to pay our fair share, NATO, and that's exactly what the president has done. Winning, winning, winning again in NATO. Now it's off to Great Britain. And then, I can't wait until the 16th of July in the meeting with Putin. You know, Vlad. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-281-3441 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-281-3441. Again, 800-281-3441.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
For declining to discuss how they'd potentially rule on hot-button issues. Democrats apparently want to break with that precedent and say it's only fair that Judge Kavanaugh tell them how he personally feels about certain topics. Joining me now to discuss is former law clerk to Justice Anthony Kennedy and Judge Brett Kavanaugh. It is great to see you tonight, to have you with us as we look ahead and see where this is going. Justin, you were with us last week. I wasn't here, but you were reacting, I'm sure, to the selection of or the potential selection of Judge Kavanaugh. Now that we know he's the man, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm so excited for him. I'm so excited for the country. I think the country got just a little bit of a glimpse of what Judge Kavanaugh is like as a judge and as a person when he gave that great speech from the White House on the night of his announcement. And I think the more they learn about him, how he coaches his little girls' basketball team, how he's been a judge on the second most important court in the country for 12 years, and how he has stood time and time again for important principles of judicial restraint, independence, fair-mindedness, I think America is just going to love Brett Kavanaugh.
You know that there are some conservatives who are concerned about him. Let me read you a little bit from a David French opinion piece. He says this about the president. He went establishment. He chose a man that any Republican president would have nominated. He made the best safe choice he could. The president blinked. There it was, for the first time in Trump's judicial wars, a palpable sense of opportunity lost.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, there's just not a single word in that statement that is true or based on fact. And I say that as an admirer of David French, who often agrees with the things that he writes. But, you know, this idea, first of all, that David French raised. Look, Judge Kavanaugh is the opposite of a conventional Georgetown cocktail party D.C. elite. He'd much rather have a beer and watch a hockey game. And then in terms of the kind of judge he is, he is the definition of extraordinary. He may be the most qualified and credentialed nominee to the Supreme Court in a generation or two. I mean, 12 years on the D.C. Circuit, 300 opinions, and maybe most impressively of all, 13 different vindications by the Supreme Court of an opinion that Judge Kavanaugh wrote. That is an unparalleled record of excellence.
Okay, so let's talk about this idea now. The Democrats say that they expect him, when he sits down for his hearing, that they want to hear how he personally feels about a number of things. Here is Chuck Schumer, of course, the Senate's top Democrat.
The next nominee has an obligation, a serious and solemn obligation, to share their personal views on these legal issues.
But here's what Justice Ginsburg said in her confirmation hearing back in 1993.
A judge sworn to decide impartially can offer no forecasts, no hints, for that would show not only disregard for the specifics of the particular case, it would display disdain for the entire judicial process.
So how do you see this playing out for Judge Kavanaugh?
Well, Judge Ginsburg was exactly correct. I expect Judge Kavanaugh to explain to the committee that he's happy to talk about his approach to the law in general terms, and that approach includes fidelity to the text of statutes and the Constitution. It includes an appreciation for history and structure and precedent. But I think, you know, this idea that Judge Kavanaugh should be the first Supreme Court nominee to talk about his personal views on hypothetical situations, first of all, you know, it's unprecedented. Secondly, it misconstrues the role of a judge. The judge's personal views should not come into play. A judge should not invent the law. A judge should simply apply the law as it's written.
Well, hypotheticals will always get you in trouble. We learned that in law school. Justin Walker, thanks for being with us tonight. See you again soon.
Okay, so the hypothetical thing, and they want personal responses. You know, how do you feel about abortion? Tell us personally how you feel about abortion. Tell us. Because we know that that is going to absolutely be the situation that's going to arise. And when any time Roe v. Wade or what, you know, abortion case, that you can hear this going on. He's not going to give his personal opinion. He's going to give a judicial decision opinion about how it should be judicially and how it should be relative to the Constitution. Now, I'm not going to defend Mr. Kavanaugh. You know, I have some reservations about him myself for a number of different reasons, but I'm willing to go with the president on this. I think that certainly I'm willing to go with this president on this. I mean, it could be Hillary Clinton as president. Where would we be on that? You know, so yeah, we're going to be able to pick apart people no matter what happens here. But he's a very, very strong conservative overall. I am a little bit concerned about his history with, some history. I'm not going to jump all over it. I'm just not. I think that the smoother this goes, the better, and the quicker it goes, the better for the nation. I know that he's a staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. Did you hear me on that one? A staunch supporter of the Second Amendment. Something to think about. And especially if you have an AR-15. Apparently he doesn't have any objections to that. So that sort of begs the question about this. I bring this up because what about California and all of its laws that are out there about, you know, all the laws about semi-automatic weapons and, you know, my gosh, and, you know, 30-round magazines and bullet buttons, you know, things of that nature. I mean, there's so much confusion in the miasma of laws out here in California. I wonder if any of these things are going to show up in the Supreme Court in front of a Judge Kavanaugh or, you know, Gorsuch or Thomas. I mean, well, there's three right there. You see what I mean? I have a feeling that all these little laws that California has passed, which there's so much confusion about, we're going to talk about that also. There's just tons of confusion about these laws out here right now. So much so that Javier Becerra has sort of stood down the enforcement of these laws. Isn't that interesting? That's because Javier Becerra doesn't know anything about this. Well, he knows everything about the totalitarian nature of taking away your guns. First they come for your guns. Oh, I guess it starts with registration. That's what it is. First they register your guns, and then they come for you. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-273-0251 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-273-0251. Again, 800-273-0251.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
To Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and write to voice. You have a right to voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E, right to voice. You want to break the domination of Facebook, you conservatives out there. You want to be able to express yourself and speak freely, express yourself freely without reservation, without censorship from Facebook. Then turn to right now to Right to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E.com, and get on board. Get on board. Everybody is doing it, basically. Okay, also, Stormy Daniels, when we talk about Stormy Daniels, arrested inside strip club for allegedly letting customer, quote, paw her. Attorney blames politics. Of course he does. Very rarely used laws, they say, protect strippers from, well, the onlookers. Not to be pawed. Not to be pawed upon. So anyway, she didn't file the complaint. Somebody else did. Isn't that interesting? So where's, I mean, you know, she's not complaining, right? Anyway, civil society. They showed her in the perp walk and all that good stuff. So anyway, you can't see that, but I can. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And certainly email me, paul@a21r.com. Remember, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back from the news to you on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.